Let us pray. Loving and gracious Father, we come into your holy presence this morning and to seek your will, loving Father, through your word. And may we be receptive, loving Father, to the calling you give to us, and also to prepare our way to receive, O Lord, your incarnation. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The theme for today is the penitential voice of John the Baptist. The penitential voice of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. We find that he was sent into this world to prepare the way for the Lord. There are six powerful truths that we learn from the life of John the Baptist. The first is, John was born with a specific purpose and also specific timing. His parents were Elizabeth and Zechariah. Elizabeth was a barren person, very old, but she was, at the same time, she was walking with the Lord. God's timing is never too early or never too late. He was a relation, John the Baptist was a relation of Jesus Christ. And God's timing is in our life is always perfect. There are times when we come to the Lord and ask for various things in life. We want him to answer our prayers, but his timing can be always different to the timing that we do have. But we rely and say, Lord, I pray that I leave it in your able hands and that you will be able to answer the call and to see that you continue to bless me in the way that I desire. It's a desirous thing that we all can have, not to tell Lord, I want it done this way. He ultimately decides what you really need to have. Secondly, John grew up in spirit and was strong in his personality. You know, we sometimes look at certain people and say, this person has a very strong personality. There are certain people, we look at them and say, what a poor personality. You can't imagine that the person has this kind of personality. Personalities do change. God helps us to mold our personalities so that we can always reap the harvest in our own lives. Elizabeth and Zechariah knew the calling of John the Baptist, their son. They encouraged God's purpose to be fulfilled. It was customary to give the eldest sons the name of the father, but nevertheless you find that it did not happen here. Because the angel Gabriel came and gave that name John. And because the angel knew that Zechariah might change that particular foretold message, he made it tongue-tied. So we find that Zechariah at a particular time, till John was born, he could not speak. But after he was born, he took a slate and wrote the name John. Thirdly, John always focused his heart and mind on Jesus. He was always thinking that Jesus was the forerunner. Jesus was somebody greater than him. John continued his mission, the mission of repentance. We find that repentance is something that we all need in our own lives. I always feel that the words of confession, we sometimes keep on saying it, but do we really mean what we say? The forgiveness that we need from our desires, from our thoughts, and what we speak. And also we find that John was a person who lived in the desert. His clothes were very simple, and also his diet was also very, very plain and simple. He had obedience to God, that was the main thing. He always needed obedience to the God who ordained him into that place. He did not allow his own desires to overtake him, but God gave gave heart and mind to set and fulfill the mission. And we find it was a mission of repentance. John did preach, but at the same time, his main thing was, main focus, or I would say main vocation, was to see that he preached God's message, a message of repentance. The person is coming after me is greater than me, he says. At the same time, you need to repent for your sins and ask God's forgiveness. Fourthly, John was a very humble man. We sometimes feel that humility is a great hallmark of the Christian life. Yes, it is. I think mainly humility is something that draws people to themselves. You find a very humble person appearing, and then you find you like to respect that person for who he is. He was not concerned about other people's opinion. John was not concerned. John was concerned about one thing. He wanted always to always have his mission accomplished, mission of repentance. He had compassion for the people and also message of repentance, so that we will always accept the incarnation of our Lord. Several people came to listen to John's preaching, but he never felt proud about it and did not focus on it. His entire message was a repentance and humility. To be humble in the sight of God is a quality that we all have received. And if you are not going to be humble, you are not going to see that you are going to be humble and you are not better than other people, that you are always, the other people are better than you, that also is humility. So we find that humility is where we begin to see, Lord, I pray that you will reap the harvest through my life with the humility, the love and the compassion I have for my people. That should be the prayer which we need to offer every day. I'd like to tell you a little story about the journey of two goats. The two goats got into a very narrow plank, and they came and faced each other. Now both could not cross, it was so narrow that they couldn't cross and allow the other one to go. They were going into opposite directions, not to the same direction. As soon as they met each other in the center of that little narrow road, narrow plank or wood, at that time they looked at each other. One waited for the other to reverse and go back. Nobody reversed. Both were looking at each other, and after some time, one person got a bright idea. I would say the person had a lot of intelligence, though the animal was a goat. But nevertheless, one person was able to sleep on that plank and allow the other person to go on his body onto the other side, and they went their way. That is one of the hallmarks that we do have. Especially before we come to the incarnation of our Lord on Christmas Day, let us realize that this Christmas should always be a season of inward-looking Christmas. Not an outward look. The inward-looking Christmas should be able to give us the repentance we need, but at the same time, it should be an outward-looking Christmas, so that our strength, our weaknesses, and at the same time, our faithfulness to the Lord will be of great importance as we continue to seek Him and find Him and to adore Him. May God bless you.